Theron felt the unmistakable shape of a vibroblade's tip pressing up against his back, and a deep voice growled,
"Move and you're dead,"
in his other ear. "You worry too much," Theron told the director, keeping his voice light. "Everything's under control." In a whisper, he added, "Disconnect." And the comlink in his ear shut down.
"Get your hands up,"
his unseen assailant snarled. Theron slowly raised his arms in the air, silently cursing himself for letting his assailant get so close. Never even heard him coming. Was I really that sloppy, or is he that good?
"Lose the peace."
The words were in basic, but the voice was definitely not human. Too deep, too rumbling. The speaker was large, but without turning around, there was no way for Theron to pin down what species he was dealing with. The comlink in his ear buzzed again, but this time Theron ignored the director's call. He clicked his teeth together twice, temporarily shutting the cybernetics off so he could focus on getting out of the alley alive.
"I said, lose the peace!"
The order was accentuated by a jabbing of the blade against Theron's back. Reaching down slowly, Theron slid his blaster pistol from the holster on his hip and let it drop to the ground. He briefly considered making a move. There were a dozen ways he could try to surprise and disarm his opponent, but without knowing exactly who or what he was facing, it was too risky. "Patience. Analyze the situation. Wait for your chance."
"Those are some fancy wrist guards you got. Maybe have a poison dart or pinpoint blaster built in, right? Lose them."
Any hope Theron had of catching his assailant by surprise with the weapons in his customized bracers vanished as he unclipped the metal bands from his forearms and let them fall at his feet. The fact that his assailant had marked the bracers as potential weapons also meant this wasn't some run-of-the-mill mugger. An Imperial operative would probably recognize the bracers, but it didn't make sense for any of them to be targeting Theron on a Hutt-controlled world, especially now that Imperial intelligence had been officially disbanded. That left only one other likely and unsettling option: a bounty hunter or assassin working for Morbo the Hutt.
"Now turn around, real slow."
The pressure of the blade eased as the ambusher took a step back. Theron turned to see a violet-skinned hook towering over him, his heavy-set torso and thick, muscular limbs seeming to fill the entire width of the narrow alley. His frog-like features were set in a grim scowl, his eyes fixed intently on his victim. He was pretty sure the hook didn't have any backup. He would have noticed if there was more than one person following him. But even if he was acting alone, Theron was no match for the massive brute's raw muscle. Under normal conditions, he could make up what he lacked in strength with speed. But in the tight confines of the narrow alley, avoiding the deadly vibroblade might be difficult, especially if the hook was trained in close quarters fighting. Given his choice of weapon, Theron had to assume he was facing a capable and deadly opponent.
"What's your interest in Morbo?"
"I have no idea what you're talking about," Theron said, his earlier hypothesis about his ambusher working for the Hutt seemingly confirmed.
"I've seen you scoping out Morbo's place for the past 3 days. Lie to me again, and I won't ask nicely next time."
He waved the vibroblade back and forth for emphasis. The threat didn't bother Theron nearly as much as the realization that he'd been made during his recon trips to Morbo's club.
"Never saw you at Morbo's. Didn't think anybody saw me either."
"I've been trained to know what to look for."
"Trained?" Theron wondered. "By whom? Imperial intelligence?" As if echoing his own thoughts, the hook asked,
"Who are you working for?"